You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show with a sense of market movements throughout the day. It's been largely a green day, some areas of red. We're going to be taking a look at this with the founder and managing partner at Herenia Capital Advisors, Pietri Redling. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of market movements. Marmalade, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Interesting start to the week. Markets, by and large, in the green. We saw last week markets, almost all of them closing out in the red as signs of some profit-taking kind of hit the markets. This time we come back into the week and it looks as though straight back to business, up to the upside.
Oh, it's hard to keep the market down. Good evening. Thank you for taking the time to chat. But it's a strong market, man. And I think that you and I have had this conversation many times. Even though sometimes you look at the fundamental picture and you think, well, every sign is there that the cracks are starting to show, the bull rage is on, right? And we're not here to fight it, we're here to follow it. Interestingly enough, gold also essentially right back at the all-time highs, and equity markets kind of recovering. Earlier today, actually, before the U.S. opened, at the top 40 index locally, we were kind of pushing lows. I was really feeling like, okay, maybe the trend line breaks and we turn down here. But when the U.S. session opened, the markets turned up, and U.S. markets are sort of charging higher, and it's dragging the rest of the world with us. We did see in the early session, Asian markets were mostly down, and thus the rest of the world markets were down until the U.S. market came online, and everything is up once more.
Pietri, what do you start to look at this point? I mean, as a business like Herenia, you have got funds that you manage on behalf of clients. You've got those relationships. What conversations are happening? I'm looking at things like the investing.com calendar, where we got Chinese data out today. We got Chinese lending rates out today, unchanged. No surprises there. We didn't think that the market would do much with that. We've got a slew of information that's coming out this week. How do you start to sift through the information, make sense of the information? What becomes important when we're trying to just keep abreast of where the market's going?
I think it's very tempting to look at all these sort of headline data prints that are coming out and get very caught up in the micro picture, things that are important that are really going to drive markets is the employment picture in the US, so non-farm payrolls. But even that, if you look too closely, can be considered noise, right? What we really care about is interest rates and our investment thesis around the things that we're invested in. So most of what the market generates is noise, even what we're doing right now. Right, we're here pontificating about what could possibly be, where's the next gold nugget. It's easier to just to look at what is happening on the ground. Our investment thesis remains largely unchanged. We're still tremendously bullish on energy. In the US, we've got quite a big position in cannabis. So we look at what we think is going to be returns that aren't going to be too affected by the outside noise of the world, and we invest there. So, for example, the uranium investment is something that I think for the last 2 years we've been talking about energy and uranium and oil and stuff. And yeah, okay, oil is now back down at $60. But a big theme in today's world is this AI and chip manufacturing and all this kind of stuff. And if you look at even stuff that Microsoft said in the last week was, the energy expense is becoming absolutely colossal for, running all these AI large language models and all this stuff that people are using more and more every day. I'm using more and more every day. I'm willing to bet you are using more and more every day. How do you get involved in the supply chain of that stuff? I'm not interested in the chip manufacturing. I'm interested in power transmission. Who makes transformers? Who makes the cables to get the power from the plant to the server farm? That's where, don't take part in the gold rush, sell the shovels, right? So if you're bullish on energy, if you're bullish on AI and all this stuff, you have to be bullish on energy. If you're bullish on economic expansion globally, you have to be bullish on energy. So for a large part, our theme is still largely unchanged. We think the economic power is shifting from west to east. This is a process that takes a very long time, and it's pro-commodities and it's pro-energy.
That's quite an interesting take, Pietri, to then start to look at different areas of supply chains and value chains and what adds value to other ecosystems, especially when investment opportunities don't seem to be coming by in the same ways that they used to. Let's look at the equity side of things. Equity markets still pushing up. As you said, US markets opened, dragging all the markets higher. But if I look at Asian session, which would have been trading before the US session, that was also in the green. Hong Kong markets up 2.5%. Yes, the Nikkei in Tokyo was down about 1.4%, which might have some concerns there for that particular market. But by and large, European markets also in the green. Markets are just feeling a little bit more optimistic at this point, it seems.
Yeah, and like, okay, so this is a very contradictory time, right? Because you look at the stuff and you wonder if it makes any sense, right? I mean, if you look at the Japanese economy, for example, they're sitting with a situation where they might start having to, you know, cut interest rates or, you know, make interest rate adjustments at least, which will, you know, it's very cheap to, hike interest rates, not cut interest rates, but it's very cheap to go and borrow money in Japan and invest it elsewhere. And that's been the carry trade for many years. And if that begins to unwind, how much of the rest of the system begins to fail? So we have to watch Japan quite closely, I think. But at the same time, you know, what are the chances that if there are economic headwinds, that the Fed just prints more money? Very good, I'd say, right? We've seen this is their modus operandi and that there has been since 2008, essentially. So nothing is, you know, what's going to change now kind of thing. I don't know. It's a difficult time. And I think that there's a lot of noise out there and there's a lot of, you know, fear around, you know, what if it all ends? But there's also tons of greed about, you know, NVIDIA's going to the moon. It's much easier to just try and block all that stuff out and focus on the things that we can understand, right? And our focus areas at this stage is very much the energy complex and the commodity complex. And our primary thesis that essentially, you know, the cracks are starting to show. How do we position ourselves for that? If the market does a blow off top and the market continues rallying, that's fine. We don't have to participate in every rally. Obviously, we don't want to underperform. We've done really well over the last quarter. We beat the market by like 10% or whatever, the All Country World Index. So we outperformed quite well. But that outperformance was born in the energy sector, right? We're not in tech. We're not in AI. You know, maybe we got left behind, I guess. But we're in stuff that is making us money. And our returns are, call it, uncorrelated to the rest of the market.
Sometimes a contrarian view to the markets is what is needed, especially when everybody is trying to make heads or tails of what is happening in the markets. I guess we'll keep an eye on that and see how those returns continue to shape up and what markets continue to focus on. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thank you, as always, for the time and for the insights. Pietri Riedlinghuis, the founder and managing partner at Herenia Capital Advisors, joining us to take a look at market movements, perhaps some market thinking, and where opportunity might sit.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.